They are obedient, never commit sins, fulfill every command of Allah. Angels of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you in a very informative, interesting, amazing and a brand new series of Madani Channel called World of Angels. In this series, inshallah azza wa jal, we will learn the amazing facts, amazing events about the angels, about malaika. Over the time, in different episodes, inshallah azza wa jal, we will learn about the affairs of the angels, their creation, about the creation of the angels, different tasks that angels perform, the astonishing, amazing facts of angels, the amazing events of the angels, which angels descended in the court of Anbiya Karam alayhimu salatu wasalam with wahi, with revelations. Which angel is called Malikul Maut? What duties are performed by Munkar Nakir? Who are the angels obedient to? Which angel is appointed over the mountains? Which angel is appointed over the rivers? Which angel has the responsibility of bringing sustenance to the creation? What is the name of the angel that is appointed on the rain? What is the name of Darugha-i Jannat, the angel of paradise, and Darugha-i Jahannam, the angel of hell? Other than this, you will be able to acquire immense knowledge, inshallah azza wa jal, whilst watching this series. Just stay with us, and inshallah azza wa jal, you'll see how much knowledge, inshallah azza wa jal, you'll gain in relation to the angels. First of all, let's listen to a virtue of Durood-e Paak. Therefore, Hazrat Sayyidina Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that whenever the sun of the new day rises, 70,000 angels descend from the sky and present themselves in the blessed court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. And they move, they shake their wings out of excitement. And what do? They keep sending Durood Sharif, keep sending salawat in the bargah of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam until the evening. When the evening comes, those angels, they return back, and 70,000 new angels, they descend in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they too send Durood-e Paak, send peace and salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Then when the morning comes, the sun of the next morning rises, those angels, they return back, and 70,000 new angels, they descend. They again, out of excitement, move their wings, and then they too keep sending Durood Sharif in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam until the evening. When the evening comes, those 70,000 angels, they return back, and new 70,000, they descend, and again, they keep on doing the same thing as the previous angels. So my dear Sami brothers, and the viewers of Madani Channel, we come to know that sending peace and salutations, sending Durood-e Paak in the bargah of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, is also a habit of angels. This affair will continue until the day of judgment. So until the day of judgment, every day in the morning when the sun rises, 70,000 malaika, 70,000 angels, they descend on the blessed shrine, on the blessed Durood-e Paak of noble prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And out of excitement, they get so excited that they move their wings and keep sending the Durood-e Paak in the bargah of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam until the evening. And the angels who come in the evening, 70,000 new angels that come in the evening, they keep doing the same until the morning. And this affair carries on, and this will continue until the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Depicting the same incident, what does Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi say? The 70,000 subho hain, 70,000 sham, ye bandagi ye zulf rukh aathon pahar ki hai, jo ek baar aaye dobara na aa sake, rukhsat hi bargah se kuch is qadar ki hai. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear son, brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in this series, in every episode, at the end of every episode, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we'll try to ask ourselves a question. A question in relation to the episode that we would have just viewed. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we'll try to test our knowledge. And in the beginning of every new episode, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we'll tell you the answer of the question that we would have asked at the end of the previous episode. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we'll see, we can ask ourselves if we were able to answer the question that was asked in the previous episode. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islami brothers, angel in Arabic is called Malak. And the plural of Malak is Malaika. You would have heard this word in many verses of the Holy Quran too. They are creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, made of Noor, made of divine light. Allah Azza wa Jal created Malaika, the angels, with Noor. It is mentioned in Hadith Sharif that the mercy of the mankind, the most generous and kind, the peace of our hearts and mind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, that Allah Azza wa Jal created angels with Noor, with divine light, jinn with fire, and human with clay. So we come to know that angels, they are a creation of Noor, made with Noor. However, even though angels have been created with Noor, but Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed them with immense powers. Therefore, they can come in the shape of a human or any other shape they like to. And they used to present themselves in the court of various Anbiya Karam alayhimu salatu wasalam in the shape of a human. Also remember that they are free from sins. Allah Azza wa Jal does not embed the power of committing sins in angels. So, angels, they do not have the ability, the power of committing sins. Moreover, angels remain engaged in obeying Allah Azza wa Jal all the time. Whatever Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded them, they keep themselves engaged in fulfilling those commandments. And whatever aqeedah, whatever belief shall be in relation to angels, is that angels are ma'soom. And what does ma'soom mean? What do we mean by ma'soom? Ma'soom refers to the being which is pure from committing sins and which does not have the ability and the power of committing sins. Therefore, the terminology of ma'soom shall not be used for anyone else except angels and prophets. Alayhimu salatu wassalam. Allah Azza wa Jal has designated a lot of duties and responsibilities to angels. For example, bringing wahi in the court of Anbiya Karam alayhimu salatu wassalam, making rain to flow, making wind flow, bringing sustenance to the creation, making the facial features of a child whilst in the mother's womb. There are such angels who, by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, not only make the features of a child in the mother's womb, but also blow soul in the child's body with the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Other than this, some angels have the responsibility of safeguarding people against calamities. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, remember that calamities are in reality taken away by Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who gives life and death. Allah Azza wa Jal gives sustenance. But sometimes Allah Azza wa Jal makes His creations, such as angels, prophets alayhimus salam, and awliya karam rahimahumullah, a mean of attaining these things. For example, Allah Azza wa Jal is the one that blesses one with cure. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed cure in the medicine. Allah Azza wa Jal also gives this power to angels that they too can give cure. Similarly, is the task of asking questions in the grave and various other tasks that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designates various angels to perform. And one of the duties and task is so beautiful. One of the most beautiful tasks that angels perform is that there are so many angels of Allah Azza wa Jal who present the durood o salam, the salawat, the peace and salutations of Muslims in the court of noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. They present their names along their parents' name in the bargah of Aqa Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So my dear son, brothers, how fortunate are we that by reciting durood e paak in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, the ma'asoom angels of Allah Azza wa Jal, they present my and your salam in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu salam along with our parents' names. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. As we're learning about angels, we're gaining knowledge about angels, let me clarify one Shari'i ruling. Very important ruling this is. That some people name their children on the name of angels. I would specially request the parents to pay attention on this matter. It is commonly seen today that a trend of keeping new names is thriving among people. They want to keep a unique name for their children, for their son, for their daughter, which no one else has used before. And in order to fulfill the so-called ambition of theirs to give a unique name to their child, they sometimes name their child on the name of angels. For example, Jibrail, Mikael, Israfil, Malaika, so on and so forth. Therefore, remember that it is not right to name children on the name of angels. Prophet of Rahmah, distributor of Ni'mah, intercessor of Ummah, owner of Jannah, the beloved of Allah, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that keep names on the names of Anbiya-i Karam, not on the name of angels. So my dear Islamic brothers, and the viewers of Madani channel, we come to know that we should name our children on the name of Anbiya-i Karam alayhim salatu wasalam, on the name of Sahaba-i Karam alayhim ridwan, on the name of Awliya-i Karam rahimahumullah, on the name of Salihin, of righteous predecessors, not on the name of angels, which we've been forbidden to do from the blessed code of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. Moreover, my dear Simon brothers, as we're learning about angels, one question must strike our mind, that how many angels are there? How many angels have Allah Azza wa Jal created? Do you know how many angels there are? Let's try to see how many angels Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. You would have seen many things in big quantities, in big numbers, about humans. We know that how many humans, millions or billions of humans live on the face of earth. But what is the number of angels? What is the number of malaika? How many angels exist in the whole entire universe? Today, let's try to learn about what is the number of angels. It is mentioned in Tafaseer that all the humans that exist, they form a tenth of all the jinnat. So all the human beings that exist, they form one-tenth of the jinnat that exist. Then all the humans and jinnat collectively, they form a tenth of the animals of land. So all the humans, they form a tenth of the jinnat that exist. Then all the humans plus all the jinnat, they collectively form a tenth of the animals of land. Then all these collectively, meaning all the humans, all the jinnat, all the animals of the land, all these collectively form a tenth of the birds. Then all these collectively, meaning all the humans, all the jinnat, all the animals of land, all the birds, all these collectively form a tenth of the angels of earth. All these collectively are just 1/10 of the angels that exist on the earth. Meaning all the creations of the earth, whatever exists on the earth, is only 10% of those angels that exist only on the earth. Now, all these collectively, meaning all the humans, all jinnat, all the animals of land, all the birds, and all the angels of the earth, all these collectively form 1/10 of the total number of angels of the first sky. Then all these creations collectively, along with the total number of angels of the first sky, all these collectively form 1/10 of the angels of the second sky. Then all these creations collectively, along with the angels, total number of angels of the second sky, they form 1/10 of the angels, of the number of the angels of the third sky. And this is how this sequence goes all the way up to the seventh sky. Now, all this creation, including the number of angels of all the skies, are very few in front of the angels of the Blessed Kursi. So all the humans of the earth, all the jinnat of the earth, all the birds of the earth, all the angels that exist on the earth, that all the angels that exist on all seven skies, all they, including collectively, they are very few in front of those angels, the of those angels that are around the Blessed Kursi. Now the number of all these angels of the Kursi and skies and all the creations is very few in front of the angels of one parda, of one veil of Arsh-e-Azam. And do you know, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, how many veils of Arsh there are? Do you know how many veils, how many parda there are of Arsh? 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000? No, my dear Islamic brothers. There are 600,000 veils of Arsh. 600,000 veils of Arsh. And every veil has similar massive number of angels present there. And the number of all these angels and whole of the creation is very few in front of the number of angels who roam around Arsh-e-Azam. To make it understand better, their number in front of them is just like a drop of water in front of river. This is the number of angels that exist, my dear sons and brothers. We could get an idea of the abundance of the number of angels that exist. You can say that angels exist more than any other creation. You have the whole creation of the whole universe at one side. Humans, jinns, animals of land, birds, creation of seas, everything at one side. And angels on another side. Number of all these creations don't even hold the same value in front of the number of these angels which a drop of water holds in front of an ocean. Allahu Akbar. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, did you understand in the light of these narrations that we mentioned that how abundantly angels exist? In what abundance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created angels? To understand it in a more simplified manner, just think that as we escalate higher to the skies, the number of angels keep increasing. Meaning all the humans, jinns, animals, birds, and all the creations are less in number than the angels of earth. That all them together are less than the angels of the first sky. Then all them together are less than the angels of the second sky. Then all these together are less than the angels of the third sky, so on and so forth. Meaning the number of angels of one sky is higher than the number of angels and all the creations of the previous sky and the earth. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, let me tell you another fact about angels which is even more astonishing and more amazing. Therefore, when the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam went on Mi'raj Sharif, on the night of Mi'raj, on Shab-e-Mi'raj, to La Makan to behold Allah Azza wa Jal. Then beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saw a very long queue of angels going somewhere. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel Amin alayhi sallam that, "Oh Jibreel, where did these angels come from and where are they going?" Jibreel Amin said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I don't know. I'm seeing this queue of angels going since I was created. However, I know that the angel that once goes in this queue never returns back. And each time, new angels keep coming and keep going. And I'm seeing this queue in this way since I was created." Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi sallam that, "Come, let's go and ask them that where did they come from and where are they going and how old they are." Therefore, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam along with Jibreel Amin alayhi sallam went to an angel who was going in this queue. And Aqa alayhi sallam asked that angel that, "How old are you?" Beloved Prophet alayhi sallallahu sallam asked one of the angel who was going in that queue that, "How old are you?" That angel gave an amazing and astonishing reply. What was the reply? Listen to this carefully. The angel replied, "I don't know how old I am. However, I know one thing. Let me tell you that. I know one thing, that Allah Azza wa Jal creates one star after every 400,000 years and then creates another star after another 400,000 years, meaning two stars in 800,000 years. And then another third star in another 400,000 years. That means three stars in 1,200,000 years. And up to now, listen to this carefully, my dear Islamic brothers. Listen to this reply very carefully. That angel says, "Up to now, I have seen 400,000 such stars being created." Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel. Did you see that what would be the age of that angel who has seen 400,000 such stars that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates each star after 400,000 years? So that angel has seen 400,000 such stars, which each star Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates after 400,000 years. Allahu Akbar. This is the greatness of my Rabb ta'ala. This is the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this creation made of nur, of how old they are and how, what in what abundance they exist. Allahu Akbar. So from these parables and ahadith, we come to know that the number of angels is innumerable, which cannot even be comprehended. Moreover, their lifespans are also extremely long, way longer than even the world. And they remain engaged in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal all the time with full submissiveness. And as humans who have been created as ashraf al-makhluqat, as best of the creation, should spend our time in submissiveness to Allah Azza wa Jal as well. Especially by performing our faraid and wajibat, our obligatory actions punctually. In relation to children, one must not think that they are very young at the moment. How would they offer their salah? They're very young. In fact, children shall be given the mindset to start offering salah from a very small age, so that when they grow up, they're already used to offering salah and do not face any hardship in developing the habit of offering salah at an older age. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that there is no such space on the skies which doesn't have a forehead or the foot of an angel. Some angels are in the position of qiyam, some in the state of ruku', and some in the state of sajda. So they are in this position from thousands and millions of years. If one angel is in the state of Qiyam, his worship is only to perform Qiyam. He remains engaged only in Qiyam.
If one angel is in ruku, then he has been in ruku since ever. If one angel is in sajda, is in the state of prostration, then he is busy in saying the tasbih of Allah Azza wa Jal in this position from thousands and millions of years. Whatever position they are in, that is their ibadat, that is their worship, and that is what they are doing every second, every moment, since thousands and millions of years. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, just think to the fact how fortunate us humans are that Allah Azza wa Jal has made our salah a combination of all the worships that the angels, malaika, perform. Our salah contains qiyam as well as ruku', as well as sujood and qa'da. It contains tasbihat as well as the recitation of Holy Quran as well. It also contains durood-e-paak to be recited in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu salam. So my dear Islamic brothers, all the angels that they are performing, they are either performing ruku' or sujood or qiyam, one of these ibadahs. And this is what their ibadat is, which they are doing since their creation. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, this gift of salah that has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consists of all these worships. And how unfortunate we would be if we do not offer our salah punctually 5 times a day. This is a special gift given to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, given to you and me. So there's no excuse for leaving our salah. We should feel very fortunate to be offering salah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's not once, twice, thrice. In fact, that is 5 times a day that we are blessed with this opportunity to present ourselves in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal to perform salah and perform qiyam, ruku', sujood, qada, recitation of Holy Quran and all the tasbihat. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And now, inshaAllah azza wa jal, towards the end, as it was mentioned earlier, that inshaAllah azza wa jal, we will ask one question to the viewers of Madani Channel and we will test our knowledge. We will see if we remember something from watching this episode and inshaAllah azza wa jal, try to answer the question. In the beginning of the next episode, inshaAllah azza wa jal, we will give the answer of this question. And inshallah, we can see if we were able to give the right answer. So today's question is that what did Allah Azza wa Jal create angels with? What did Allah Subhanahu wa Taala create malaika with? Inshallah, this is our question for today's episode. In the beginning of the next episode, inshallah, we'll first of all give the answer to this question, and we can see whether we remembered what we've learned in this episode. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to acquire this knowledge, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to pass it on to others. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
They are obedient, never commit sins, fulfill every command of Allah.